Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
The Sister Kenny Rehabilitation Institute in Minneapolis and its affiliates treat more than 70,000 patients a year for a wide variety of physical conditions. But it had a humble beginning. In fact, it started with one woman, Sister Elizabeth Kenny. Here's Kate Roberts of the Minnesota Historical Society.
Sister Elizabeth Kenny was an Australian nurse who came to the United States to advance her ideas on the treatment of polio. Polio, of course, was at epidemic proportions in the U.S. And at first, she didn't get a whole lot of traction for her ideas.
The dominant treatment for polio in the 1930s and 40s was the use of immobilizing splints and braces. But Sister Kenny felt strongly that the muscles of polio patients should be moved and strengthened. Many doctors disagreed, as evidenced in this clip of Rosalind Russell, who played Sister Kenny in the 1946 Hollywood movie about her life.
If you need any more braces, steel corsets, or other instruments of medieval torture, I can send them to you. I've taken plenty off your patients.
She went to the Mayo Clinic and then ultimately came to Minneapolis, where her ideas really took hold. Doctors were anxious to offer their patients some relief, and her treatment was remarkably successful.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.